This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers and guards and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. The anti-liberty leftists are very upset about the Greenwood Mall Good Samaritan guy. They're very upset about him. Because he violated their nonsensical their massacre zone rule. And I still don't know that that was actually a rule in place at the mall via signage, although I am told that it doesn't matter in that particular case. Now, does anybody want to guess why the mass murdering miscreant chose that place to try and make a name for himself? And notice how very few people even know his name right now. Nobody knows his name. I saw it yesterday. I haven't thought about it because he is a failure as a rampage killer, which they should all be failures. Could it be like that many other murderers that chose a massacre zone, a place that deprives the innocent of their God-given right of self-defense, without having anything in place to make up for that difference in, defensive strategy? For some strange reason, the anti-liberty leftists think that silly little signs and codes of conduct that say no weapons are going to work. Even though they have never worked before, there is reams of empirical evidence out there pointing out that this has never worked before. And yet they persist. And they think it should be okay. That should be enough. Now, the latest revelation is that the Good Samaritan violated the sacred massacre zone rules of the mall, entirely missing the point that the would-be mass murderer, also violated that rule, and given that a good guy with a gun stopped the crime in progress. Does anyone want to guess how long this story is going to stick around? You can almost track the coverage in real time on sites like Memorandum and auto-generated summary of the stories that U.S. political commentators are discussing online right now. Had this been the proper kind of crisis, the coverage would be expanding to no end. Now, the nation's socialist media precisely calculates their coverage based on how much they can get in political gain out of somebody else's pain. And you can bet that they were thrilled that this occurred, especially with the sudden appearance of a new generic ban on weapons. And, we can talk about H.R. 1808. The House Judiciary Committee, they voted this week on the David Cicilline, Democrat Rhode Island assault weapons ban. It's the first time the panel's taken up such a ban in decades. The bill is expected to pass in the committee, move on to the House floor before members leave for the August recess. And I'm not going to apply anything, but the Liberty Grabber Lobby sure lucked out on the timing of all this. What with everyone talking about the absolute failure of the government to protect them. Protect everyone, to protect anyone. You know? We sure can see them making a case for turning in our guns so the government can protect us. Right. Right. We know from recent memory that when seconds count, 400 law enforcement officers were only 77 minutes away. Even though they were inside the walls of the crime scene. And the same, same news story that was running, they took great pains to knock down any assertions that the anti-liberty left's gun confiscation agenda would result in guns being taken away. And they wrote, so also before the rhetoric really starts to crank up, and it will, here's the Cicilline legislation. The bill does not take guns away from anyone. Now, this should raise a red flag with everyone, because the fascist far left never confiscates guns except when it confiscates guns. But remember, these are the folks who have elevated lying with language to almost a science. They've stolen so much of the language. There's a lot of, and I don't know, what is a liberal Democrat? Does that mean that a Democrat without being a liberal Democrat, are they against liberty? People who cannot stand the vestiges of liberty, and that they, and sadly many on our side, praise themselves as liberal. Collectivist comrades who want to go back in time to ancient ideas, but still claim to be progressive. And you'll notice that one of their newest tactics is to use one term to make it seem like there's always a crisis, applying what they learned from the transition from global cooling to global warming to climate change, and coming up with a term that can cover it all and make it appear to be a crisis at all the same time. And no matter what happens, the climate always changes. It's always going to change. And they can take advantage of that because they know it's always changing. But in this case, they use the undefined term gun violence instead of climate change. And that way they can apply the term to criminal activity. They can apply it to suicide, mass murder, armed self-defense, whatever. To that point, they can even have their infamous gun violence archive referring to its flawed statistics whenever they want to frighten the Republic. And no matter how this shakes out, no matter what comes from it, still what happened in the, I one time when I was in the Army, I put up this antenna array, and I didn't do it correctly. I did not have the poles offsetting the antenna in the middle. It should have been offsetting it. And I didn't do it. However, I got good clear commo with a far station 1,300 miles away. And somebody comes up to me and goes, you know, this doesn't count because your antenna rigging is incorrect. And I said, but I've got commo. Isn't that what I was sent out here to do? So we're going to get out here, and when you do the after-action review, are you going to get out there and say, well, even though they successfully did something, it still doesn't count because they did this technically wrong. But I was practically correct. And that's what happened at the mall in Indianapolis. Practicality got in the way. And no matter how much the leftists try to convince you of otherwise, remember this. Despite their lies and complaints, guns save more lives than they take. It doesn't matter what they say. It doesn't matter what they have to talk about. I don't really care about that. All of that all boils down to that. No amount of obfuscation or lies can change that fact. Today, according to the CDC, 9,000 people stopped a crime against themselves with a gun. And it wasn't a high-value news story like this one, but it happened nonetheless. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I'm going to talk about this simply because sometimes it becomes a matter of be careful of what you wish for. And I love it when celebrities get out there and decide to go political. Now, I think it was back in the 90s. Everybody was living La Vida Loca. Ricky Martin was a big, big hit. Back then, Ricky Martin had been in the music business for a while, and so he wasn't new to the scene, but, you know, his star had gone up and set, and now it was going up again, and, you know, then it set a little bit more, and it's coming back a little bit here. But he's a Puerto Rican, so that makes him American. And recently, he was hit with domestic abuse restraining orders, and he says the allegations are fabricated. And apparently a as-yet unidentified person who filed for the order in Puerto Rico, where they both live, is not the singer's husband, but, per the order, another man he dated for 7 months. Because, after all, he's homosexual. Now, per the post-translation of an El Vocero report, the person alleged that Martin didn't accept their breakup 2 months ago and that he has loitered near the petitioner's home at least 3 times. The petitioner fears for his safety. And per womenslaw.org, under Puerto Rico law, a person cannot have or buy a gun unless he has a weapons license. A person cannot get a license and therefore cannot have or buy a gun. If he has been convicted of or has charges pending for a domestic violence related offense. So, accordingly, the Associated Press says it has not yet obtained a copy of the order. Ricky Martin advocates no guns on Facebook, and he's lent his name to the federal government disarming his fans. The Puerto Rican singer, who has also signed Billboard's open letter to senators for gun control reform in honor of the Pulse anniversary, revealed that a tribute song was actually in the works, but it didn't come out as he expected. So instead, his new single, Que Rico Fuera, in collaboration with Chilean newcomer Paloma Mami, is just that, a song inspired by Pulse. And for 'tis the sport to have the engineer hoist with his own petard, Hamlet tells his mother. In the classic play from Shakespeare. At this point, the presumption is that Martin is innocent until proven guilty. That's how it's supposed to work, and which is something that red flag laws ignore and calls to close boyfriend loopholes ignore. The difference here, of course, is that unlike ordinary people who must be presumed innocent, Martin has an estimated net worth of $130 million. He can afford the finest private security money can buy while he's waiting for his higher-priced lawyers to cut him a deal. And then, this broke. Ricky Martin accused of incest and domestic violence by nephew. Lawyer disputes allegations. Ricky Martin, 50, could potentially face 50 years in prison if accusations are true. I believe in due process. And I believe that a suspect is innocent until proven guilty. But it would be sort of fitting if a prohibitionist like Ricky Martin would extend the same consideration to those accused under red flag laws. That's just me. That's just me talking. That's just me talking. And this is when you get into these gray areas. You know? When you get into these gray areas. So you got a celebrity, sort of. I mean, after you become a celebrity, if you make X amount of dollars, it doesn't matter if you're a celebrity anymore. There's some celebrities like Corey Haim who burn out so fast. I mean, and there's been lots of accusations that a lot of he was abused as a child because he was a child actor. Corey Feldman still asserts that today.
Or?
You can have some lasting power, like, say, Mickey Rooney did. And Mickey Rooney, even though his star faded away, Mickey Rooney remained a celebrity because he managed his money. So Ricky Martin has done about the same thing. If you know, in the music business, you can either make it or break it. Don't ask TLC how that worked out. They got broke. But so he's maintained it. So he still can walk around on the celebrity tip because he doesn't actually even need to. So he does. It's easier for him to do it. And then, as he's out there waxing political, which my problem with celebrities that do decide to wax political is that they get out there and they make a presumption based upon what they read in the news. And then they use their very large platform and their very large following to try to influence the political process, which is fine. I mean, people do that all the time. People go to political rallies trying to do that. People go to, you know, to opposition rallies trying to do that. But it's a little easier to be heard if you're known. So they try to use their name recognition to change things that you and I probably can't change nearly as well. So then when this actually turns on them and they turn out to be just regular old people, you know, just people that, you know, have their shortcomings, and it becomes revealed that they may have done something wrong, and they do get hoisted upon their own petard, it's quite interesting to watch what they have to say, because the first thing they do is they deny it. They deny it all day long. I would find it very interesting to know how long this has been tolerated. If this is true about Ricky Martin, I'd like to know how long it's been tolerated, because the people that are celebrities nowadays, they seem to be really willing to tolerate a lot of stuff on the left. The same stuff that they project that you and I do on a daily basis. That kind of thing. I just found that interesting. Karma. Gotta love it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confidence that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNA Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former President Trump is back in the nation's capital for the first time since leaving office.
Well, I want to thank everybody, and it's wonderful to see so many friends and very, very familiar faces. It's a great honor to be with you.
He's speaking at the America First Policy Institute Summit. Meanwhile, former Vice President Mike Pence addressed another group in Washington, D.C. earlier on Tuesday, addressing his relationship with Trump.
I don't know that the president and I differ on issues, but we may differ on focus. I truly do believe that elections are about the future, and that it's absolutely essential at a time when so many Americans are hurting, so many families are struggling, that we don't give way to the temptation to look back.
The Mega Millions jackpot is up to $830 million. USA Radio News.
The same people who spent us into inflation want to tax us all the way into recession.
Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, speaking on the Senate floor. The Senate saying he believes that inflation has been accelerated by government overspending with Democrats in charge of the show. This as year-over-year inflation in June rose above 9%, its highest level in over 40 years. There's growing concern over the rising rate of fentanyl overdose deaths in America. A hearing taking place looking into the deaths on Capitol Hill Tuesday. Louisiana Republican Senator Bill Cassidy saying fentanyl deaths are killing more than 200 Americans a day. Illegal fentanyl is being made in China and then smuggled in through our southern border. Wall Street is closing lower on recession fears. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 228 points. USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. From documentarian Michael Moore, and I haven't really talked about this as much, Michael Moore has offered up his version of the 28th Amendment. His 28th Amendment is his proposal to repeal and replace the Second Amendment. Now, if he's a documentarian, he is a propaganda documentarian. Because his are not, it's not investigative reporting if you get out there and you have an agenda. You could just about, you should just about do it as fiction, would be my thing. Bowling for Columbine, that was, I went and saw him. I saw that clip where he interviews Charlton Heston, and where he interviews Kmart, because I think that's where the rounds were bought. And he refers to the rounds used in a certain shooting as their bullets. You know, that kind of stupidity. That's just stupidity. Does he go to the Ford dealership where if somebody bought a car there and then they kill a bunch of people with it, either in a terrorist event or just, say, drunk driving? Does he get out there and do that? No, he doesn't, because he's got a agenda. He doesn't like guns. So right now what we have is we have Michael Moore presuming himself to be wiser and more educated than the founders and goes about proving it by replacing one sentence with eight sections of convoluted prohibitions designed to usher in a totalitarian monopoly of violence. And that becomes a, you know, all of this becomes a moot point when one side controls all the guns. The words will mean what the rulers say they're going to mean. But let's start with Section 1. This is the only one I want to address in detail because it demonstrates right out of the starting gate how ignorant Moore's understanding of the Constitution is. The inalienable right of a free people to be kept safe from gun violence and the fear thereof must not be infringed and shall be protected by the Congress and the states, he bloviates. This amendment thus repeals and replaces the Second Amendment. Unalienable is the word used in the Declaration. Unalienable rights are not created and then bestowed by the government. When it comes to the Second Amendment, the Supreme Court has recognized and reconfirmed this in the Heller case, the Bruin case, the McDonald case. It's been confirmed many, many times. This is not a right granted by the Constitution. Neither is it in any manner dependent upon that instrument for its existence. So, as an aside, having a right to be kept safe implies a duty to protect on the part of somebody else. That is, a demand on third parties to put their life on the line to save yours, with a penalty if they fail. And as for the right not to fear, does it get any more subjective, especially when the prohibitionists are doing everything they can to spook the herd every chance they get? So, going back to what the Supreme Court acknowledged, if you could repeal the Second Amendment, that would still not repeal the individual right to keep and bear arms. Just because a tyrant says your rights are rescinded does not make it so. And at that point, it boils down to whether millions of armed victims of state-initiated force or fraud decide to obey or resist those claiming false sovereignty over their rights. So right off the bat, he doesn't even know what he's talking about. He wants mandatory annual licensing and registration, prior restraints, waiting periods, undefined mental health disqualifiers, vetting with the ability of those who don't want you to have a gun to see you denied, mandatory training and tests, a minimum age of 25, disapproved gun bans, ammunition bans. You can apply that to 130, 150 million gun owners. Any idea on the resources all of this is going to require? That's a very important question, isn't it? I'm sure that there's no answer to it. But no, I'm wrong. He's got another bright idea that ought to eliminate just about everything and everybody the government doesn't want to approve of from having a gun. No weapons of any kind whose sole intention is the premeditated elimination of human life are considered legal. Congress may create future restrictions as this amendment specifically does not grant any American the right to own any weapon. So there goes that whole thing about resisting tyranny thing. And remember, Joe Biden shooting a shotgun through a door shows a premeditated attempt to eliminate human life. Does anybody see, for those of you that may be scholars, of legal scholars, does anybody see a designated power in the Constitution authorizing Congress to grant rights? And recall that it's not just the Constitution, but the Bill of Rights came with a preamble to make clear that the intent was to empower the people and restrain the government. The conventions of a number of states having at the time they're adopting the Constitution expressed a desire in order to prevent misconstruction or abuse of its powers that further declaratory and restrictive clauses should be added, and as extending the ground of public confidence in, in the government will best ensure the beneficent ends of its institution. And that's why it's not called the Bill of Powers. His next section is a warning to all of you only ones who will just be following orders and enforcing this abomination. Say or do anything that can be construed as traditionally American, and it'll be your turn in the barrel. If the state doesn't respect the Second Amendment, why would it worry about honoring the First? And he ends his screed with the terms of surrender, basically a mandate to obey or die. And with this, persons already owning any of the above banned firearms and who do not fall into the legal groups of restricted firearm owners will have 1 month from the ratification of this amendment to turn in their firearms for destruction by local law enforcement. Those local authorities may organize a gun buyback program to assist in this effort. And the words of Dr. Evil, how about no, you crazy idiot? And again, just as a theoretical to show how ludicrous what this idiot calls for, how many tens of millions of gun owners would be caught up in this net? What kind of impossible resource and timeline would this require? There's also the civil precedent established in Prince versus United States that local cops can't be dragooned in performing federal infringements. Then add all of this to what it takes to amend the Constitution. And he's dreaming out loud for his ridiculous fanboys. And, I haven't ever seen one of those. I would love to just cast my gaze on them once. But this isn't the first time he's called for the repeal of the Second Amendment, and it's not going to be the last time. Michael Moore claims to be a member, a lifetime member of the NRA. He should be expelled. He's never renounced it, and he's still publicly claiming membership in 2019. And per the bylaws, any individual or organization member may be suspended or expelled for good cause, including but not limited to any conduct which is contrary or in violation of the bylaws of the association. And I think calling for the repeal of the Second Amendment might fall in there. He calls the NRA a terrorist organization. And wait, there's more, like Billy May said. He also wants to rewrite the Declaration of Independence to issue demands to insist on reparations for blacks and the removal of every single Republican from office. So, maybe he should figure out another movie to go make. I don't know. I would love to know what his ticket sales are like when he makes a movie nowadays, but I don't honestly know. Anyway, that's what he wants. That's what old Michael wants. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
This is your first rifle or your 50th.
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So, bear with me on this, okay? Because I'm going to tell you this story to make a point. The largest known ant colony was discovered on the Ishikari coast of Hokkaido, Japan, years ago. At that time, that particular colony was estimated to have 306 million worker ants, 1.1 million queens. It formed a cluster of 45,000 interconnected nests that stretched for 12.4 miles along the coastal grasslands of the Sea of Japan. This was actually what they would refer to as a super colony. I have no idea how they figure out the numbers. Got no idea. Yet, they discovered in 2009 that this super colony was an even larger part of one vast ant mega colony that spanned Europe, Japan, and the United States. Because these ants shared a chemical profile of hydrocarbons that allowed them to recognize and cooperate with one another. Without that chemistry, they fought to the death against outsider ants, even from within their own species, to protect the health of their mega colony. So, if you have come across giant colonies of ants somewhere on the west coast of the United States, it may have been part of that colony. Most of the time, these colonies are discovered during construction, and construction sites mean the extinction of a colony of ants. L.A. Times reporter Jenny Parker, 1999, wrote about the super colony's imminent extinction due to construction. It takes a lot longer to build a super colony than to destroy one. Because ant colonies are extremely sensitive to change. Vibrations caused by jackhammers and trucks can easily wipe out entire nests. These little creatures, no doubt, are exceedingly wise, as King Solomon wrote in Proverbs. But no amount of smarts could help the ants on these various construction sites piece together the plans we had to fundamentally and forever transform the acres of land that they were on. So the trucks and the jackhammers and the trenchers and the framers and the drywallers, the road pavers, the landscapers bustled the site with constant noise that left terrified ants scrambling toward untrenched parts of the land in a desperate search for normalcy. But at that point, there was no, it was too late for normal. The builder's plan was set in stone. And even as exterminators were deployed to terminate them, the ants, settling for any normalcy they could find between the chaos, were hopelessly locked into the same patterns that they had always followed. Remember that for later. Many Americans, especially in the post-pandemic, post-George Floyd era, are starting to feel like those ants. With all the craziness we've seen over the past 2 years, we're sensing that something's gone very wrong with America and the world, because things are very different. We hear the noise, we feel the vibrations, and we see the frenzy, the activity to tear down centuries-old institutions and replace them with God knows what. And as painful and destructive as it's been for innocent people, the chaos never ends because it's all part of a multi-layered, deliberate plan designed to make it impossible to connect the dots, even in plain sight. Now, clues are popping up everywhere now. The draconian emergency response to COVID opened a golden window of opportunity for the master planners, but in their haste to destroy things, they have gotten sloppy. Because they're really not very good at this kind of thing. Lawless mass migration, orchestrated food shortages, the killing of fossil fuels with nothing to replace it, and giving away of national sovereignty to the global unicorns, the rigid intolerance against the tyrannical religions of inclusiveness and equity, all synchronized at the same moment in history to act as political bulldozers to demolish entrenched norms at the heart of Western democracies. So we've been hearing about the World Economic Forum's Great Reset and its pushback against getting back to pre-COVID normal. It's becoming impossible not to connect the dots now. Because the unelected global elites have big plans for the world, but the dots are out there to be seen. Klaus Schwab wrote that COVID was an opportunity to make those plans achievable by 2030, and they're working with reckless abandon to fundamentally change the world under the cover of global chaos. Getting back to pre-COVID normal for them is out of the question. And we get, many of us are pondering when things will return to normal. The short answer is never, wrote Schwab in COVID-19, The Great Reset, a book he published remarkably four short months after it was officially declared a pandemic. Nothing will ever return to the broken sense of normalcy that prevailed prior to the crisis because the coronavirus pandemic marks a fundamental inflection point in our global trajectory. Well, who made this guy master of all being of time, space, and dimension? You know, who made him the master of the universe? In cahoots with the governments and corporate partners around the world, they strategically partnered with the United Nations in 2019 to implement its 17 Sustainable Development Goals for Agenda 2030. Along with foretelling the end of U.S. dominance by 2030, and those tiny robotic tubes and bioprinted organs will replace scalpels and organ donors, one of their predictions for the world of 2030 is to transform the way humans produce and consume food. They want to decarbonize the food system by reducing the amount of greenhouse-intensive food we produce, especially when it comes to meat, which will be replaced with lab-grown meat. And yes, bug protein and insect products are on the menu. I saw some of that stuff in Blade Runner. Now, the problem is that market forces are never going to cooperate with these goals. So WEF partners like the Netherlands, the world's second largest exporter of agriculture, use the climate change emergency to create regulations that produce man-made crises. Netherlands Prime Minister Mark Rutte's policy to cut nitrogen oxide emissions in half by 2030 will put his own farmers out of business. And that's the plan since Rutte works under the guidance of the WEF Global Coordinating Secretariat to create food innovation hubs. One of the product members said, how is it possible that in an age when everybody's talking about the possibility of food shortages of insecure supply chains, the Dutch government is pursuing this policy, which will lead to even more dependency on international supply chains and thus uncertainty for the Dutch consumers, Parliament member Thierry Baudet asked in an Epoch Times interview. It was rhetorical, of course. People governing this country are following the script written by the EU to realize what they called a great reset. Across the board, a radical agenda is being pushed, which is called the Sustainable Development Goals. All the climate hysteria of which scientifically is bonkers. Fighting this garbage, he said, is the single most existential fight in the history of civilization. Western civilization is a big mega colony of God-fearing, freedom-loving people spanning across Europe, the United States, and the world who share political and cultural hydrocarbons that allow them to recognize and cooperate with one another. We are not ants, but like the ants who put up a fierce fight against outsiders, even those of their own species, every American has a duty to those who died for this country to try to protect the health of the nation and the values that created the Western civilization. It takes a lot longer to build a civilization than to destroy one. And today it's being destroyed. And nothing will change if, like the ants on these various construction sites, everybody tries to find some brief respite or some brief normalcy between the chaos, hopelessly locked in the same pattern of behavior that we always follow. If we do that, we lose it all. Everything becomes academic. The Constitution, the Bill of Rights, all of that becomes academic if we lose that. So remember this, we are Americans. We are the melting pot. Their plans are only set in stone if we provide the rocks. It is never too late, but right now it is definitely not too late. All we got to do is, get rid of the garbage government we got at the moment and replace it with something the founders envisioned. And you get a chance to start on that in November. Coming up next is going to be Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.